From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Same concepts, new legislature. In his annual State of the State address Wednesday, Governor Bill Walker pushed a lot of the same ideas and proposals for solving the state's budget crisis as last year. Walker said the state government risks spending all of its savings if it denies there's a problem and hopes for oil prices to rise.
Here's the hard truth. Denial doesn't make the problem go away. Hope doesn't pay the bills. We need to pass a plan to stabilize our fiscal future, and we need to do it now.
The gap between state spending and the money it brings in from oil, as well as other taxes and fees, is roughly $3 billion. Walker renewed his call for a series of measures he proposed last year. They include drawing money for the budget from permanent fund earnings. Walker also wants to introduce an income tax. Walker said relying heavily on spending cuts wouldn't hurt the state's economy.
Whatever your plan may be, put it out there, and let's get to work to find a solution. But if your plan does not close the fiscal gap, be sure to also identify the amount from our dwindling savings it'll take each year to cover the gap under your plan.
Walker said the State Board of Education is taking a series of steps to improve schools, and he called for more effort to reduce deaths from heroin and prescription opioids. Walker said the state government will seek to involve every sector of the state to address climate change.
It is one of the greatest challenges of our era. We look forward to working with you to create a legacy of timely response.
Walker's speech touched on other topics. He called for oil drilling in part of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and he said he'll continue efforts to build a natural gas pipeline. Lawmakers from both houses say they'll offer more details on their budget plans in the coming weeks. And Governor Walker also tells the Associated Press that he plans to attend Friday's inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. It's been nearly a year since the city and borough of Juneau demolished the Gastineau apartments. Now the city is taking the owners to court to recoup some of the $1.4 million spent tearing it down. The apartment building was thoroughly destroyed in two fires in 2012 and 2015 before being condemned by the city and torn down. The land remains vacant while lawsuits remain pending against former owners Camilla and James Barrett, who missed several deadlines to repair the property or demolish it themselves. City Attorney Amy Mead said Wednesday that the Barretts should be held personally liable for helping repay the city.
The cost of the demolition far exceeds the current value of the property. And so in order for the CBJ to recover the funds that were incurred, the funds that were spent in abating the public nuisance, it would have to look outside the property.
At issue before Juneau Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg was a legal process known as piercing the corporate veil. It would allow legal action to be brought against the Barretts, who had controlled Gastineau Apartments, LLC. Defense attorney Robert Spitzfaden had argued that the Barretts should remain shielded from liability. And the U.S. Forest Service has increased rates for overnight stays in some of its most popular cabins in southeast Alaska. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau.